نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. My dear respected brothers and sisters and all the community members, just two days before I read this hadith and really amazed me, really made me happy that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, if I were to be given the entire dunya, entire world, it would not make me that happy the much this ayat has made me happy. Which ayat? The ayat is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to his beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that you say this, that oh my, do you say this to my slaves, that oh my slaves, Allah connected all the slaves with his zat, with his self, and he said that oh my slaves, and to whom Allah is talking in this ayat, not with the pious people. Allah is talking to those people, their quality is that asrafu ala anfusihim, they had covered themselves with oppression, they have oppressed themselves so much with sins that they are totally covered in their sins. So much sins. Even one, every hair string on their body is filled with sins. This much sins they have committed. So Allah is saying, these are also still my slaves. They are still mine. And then Allah said to them, La taqnatu min rahmatillah. That never become hopeless from the mercy of Allah. To these kind of people, Allah is saying, never become hopeless from the mercy of Allah. Those who are dipped in sins, all day long, all night long, they are sinning. So Allah is telling them, even telling them, that don't become hopeless of my mercy, of the mercy of Allah. Why? Because Allah is such that in Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Indeed, Allah is the one who forgives all sins. Allah forgives everything. Allah has no problem forgiving any sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in one hadith that if you seek forgiveness even after committing this much sins, that you filled the distance between earth and the heavens. If you know, the muhaddithin has written, the scholars has written, nobody can do this many sins that he can fill this space between earth and the heavens. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in one hadith, he says, even if one could do it, and then he comes to me and he says, he seeks forgiveness from his heart, غَفَرْتُ لَكَ فَلَا أُبَالِي, I will forgive him, I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. What Allah will lose by forgiving us? Allah will not lose anything. So my request to all the brothers and sisters is that there are so many amal to do in these testing, in these testing times, you know, in this hard, harsh times. But one greatest deed that Allah loves so much, that in one hadith it comes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says that if all the mankind becomes totally obedient to me, and nobody disobeys me to a blink of an eye, I will finish them, annihilate them, and I will bring such people, those who will commit sins, and they ask forgiveness from me. That's how much Allah likes that a person seeks forgiveness from Allah. You know, how great of a amal this seeking forgiveness is. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in one ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that the greatest thing a human being can achieve is a company of a prophet. The greatest quality a person can have, the greatest achievement a person can have is a company of a prophet. And if the prophet is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then what can be greater than that? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that Allah will not punish them, punish people, if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is among them. If the people have the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah will not punish them. And then Allah says, if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not present among you, then the second thing what you can do to be saved from the punishment of Allah is وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ بَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. That Allah will not punish them if they are seeking forgiveness from Allah. This istighfar, my dear brothers and sisters, is equal to the company of the Prophet of Rasulullah, company of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah. So that's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he himself used to seek forgiveness more than 70 times a day. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then in one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned that tuba liman wajada fi safifatihi istighfaran kathira. That glad tidings to that person, good news to that person, the one who finds a lot of istighfar in his account, in his book of deeds on the day of judgment. Very glad tidings for that person. So my dear brothers and sisters, this is my humble request from everyone, myself also and everyone. All of what we are facing right now is the result of our bad deeds. And the only way to finish the bad deeds, erase the bad deeds, is to do istighfar. What energy or what time does it take to just say astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah? Our men folks, while going to work and while coming back from work, they can just keep on saying astaghfirullah. Have a tasbih with you in your pocket and take it out and just do 100 times istighfar while going to work, while coming back from work. And our women folks, while they are cooking the dishes, while they are in their kitchen, they can just keep on doing istighfar, keep on doing istighfar. Now, hadith, it says, مَنْ لَذِيمَ الْإِسْتِغْفَارِ. The one who holds on to istighfar, not just does it whenever he feels like it. No. Holds on to istighfar, that he never leaves it. He keeps on doing istighfar. Allah will give him three big rewards. The same rewards Allah promises to that person who is muttaqi, who is righteous, who is pious, who never commits sins. On taqwa, Allah gives three promises. The same three promises are on that person who holds on to istighfar firmly. What are those three? That's that Allah will take him out from every hardship. And Allah will give him sustenance from where he can't even imagine of. His sustenance, health, wealth, peace, all that is called rizq, sustenance, will come to him from where he can't even imagine of. And then Allah will give him the reward of his good deeds, you know, in a big manner. And Allah will make all his tasks easy. يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرًا. You know, nowadays, our tasks have become so hard. Time finishes, day finishes, but our tasks, daily tasks, are not done. Isn't it? It happened. So, this Allah will give to the person who will do istighfar daily, inshallah. So I humbly request to all the Muslim brothers and sisters that at least 100 times a day and 100 times in the night, day and night, we do istighfar. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamu ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.